Chapter 3. My grandmother stopped knocking her cane against the stairpost long enough to ask,
"What took you so long?"
I couldn't confess I'd smashed her beautiful plate into a million pieces. "Unpacking," I said quietly. She looked at me like I'd landed from outer space instead of riding all the way from Texas to help out. She shook her head at my boots, frowned at my knees banged up from falling out of a tree last week.
"Let's get going before it gets too dark to see the tomatoes," she said, turning in her wheelchair.
I followed her to the kitchen.
"Hand me the bread off the counter," she ordered.
"Bread?"
"Stale, for the birds. Keeps them off my blackberries."
I grabbed the bread, and before I could say, "Get me out of here quick," my grandmother had wheeled herself toward the back steps. Somebody'd hammered thick wooden handrails so she could get outside without falling, as long as somebody like me was holding her up. She clutched that rail, and I clutched her shoulder, and we struggled down the 5 steps. Way out back, as far as I could see, everything shot up tall.
"Wow, your garden's really something, Grandma Clark," I said, trying her name out loud.
What I thought was, who's going to be taking care of all this? She sank into a lawn chair and said,
"No rain this past week. You'll get the sprinklers out tomorrow."
Guess that answered my question.
"See that? Pigweed'll take over if you let it. Doc Wiggins told me if I so much as pull up a wayward blade of grass before this heals."
She shook the cane at the white tape winding from her ankle to her toes.
"He'll skin me alive and hang me for crowbait in my own backyard."
Biggest garden I ever saw. Grandma Clark pointed at a row of what looked like roses.
"Most important thing to remember? My prize winners are here, closest to the house. You do know the difference between a weed and a flower, don't you?"
Even though the truth was not exactly, I answered, "Yes, ma'am. Last week, Daddy and me painted 2 old tractor tires white and planted mums behind our..."